This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Planting season has already started for some of the warmer portions of the United States, and it won't be long before farmers in Iowa cross the start line and begin planting crops. We will hear more from Paul Sauer of Helena Ag next.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
Paul Sauer is a product manager for Helena Ag and covers the northern portion of Iowa. He says that a quality start to the growing season is reliant on a good plan for pre-emergence weed control.
When we're talking about pre-emergence weed control, the basic thing is we're after killing weeds. When we start looking at the herbicide resistance that we see from a post-applied application of herbicides, the easiest and simplest, smartest way to kill weeds is to kill them before they come up, come out of the ground. Residual herbicides do just that. So when we're after residual herbicide application, we're really killing the seedling during germination.
Adjuvants can help a grower optimize herbicide performance. One of the ways in which adjuvants can improve the efficacy of herbicide is by reducing drift, says Sauer.
Adjuvants are, from a herbicide application standpoint, of course, when we're using an adjuvant, we're just trying to get the most out of our herbicide application, all right? Making more efficacy, at the end of the day, it's about killing weeds. Herbicides are helping us with a lot of different aptitudes towards that application. You know, from a residual aspect, when we're using an adjuvant, really what we're targeted on is a couple main objectives. Drift is going to be one of them. You know, we want as much on target as we can get when we're making a herbicide application. If the herbicide is not getting to the soil, we're not getting that residual aspect if it's drifting off.
He says another way in which adjuvants can improve herbicide performance is by stabilizing residual herbicide in the soil.
Helena's got a product called Grounded. You know, when we're looking at a product like Grounded, we are getting that drift application standpoint I'm talking about, but we're also getting stabilization of our residual herbicide in the soil. All right. When we get a lot of rain, kind of like we had last spring, that residual herbicide can leach out of your soil profile, no longer working.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.